Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Kof Beis. We will begin on Daf Kuf Aleph Amid Beis, the fifth wide line. Amar Rav Nachman Gassas HaRuach Shahay Babi Ravim. Yeravim's arrogance, Tardusim and Oilim, caused them to not be able to stay in the world. Shenemar, V'yoyimar Yeravim Beliboy. At the Tosha Mechamalim Beis David, Yeravim was concerned that the kingship will return to Beis David. If Klal Yisrael will continue to bring kabbonis in the base of Mikdash Yishalayim, v'shav leiv ha'om hazeh adonim al rechavam melech Yehuda, and then they'll just return to accept the rule of rechavam melech Yehuda, v'rguni, I will be killed, v'shav al rechavam melech Yehuda. Why was he concerned, explains the Gemara, Omar, Gemiri, we have a halacha, the ein yeshiv bazar el malcha beis David vad. The only people who may sit in the azara are malcha beis David. And he was therefore concerned that if all of Klal Yisrael will be at the base of Migdash to be oil regal, what they will see is kiven the chazah leil rechavim de Yosef. They're going to see rechavim sitting, but not ke'imnan, I'm standing, savri, which will lead them to conclude ha malcha, that Rechavam is indeed a king, for her Avda, and I'm only an Eved, because why am I not sitting? V'yisivna, on the other hand, why won't Yeravim sit also? Because that would represent a situation of Mar B'malchus Avoy, v'katlinali. And therefore, Vazla Basrei, we're going to end up with a situation, he said, that everybody will follow Rechavam Melech Yehuda. So the Brisker Rav explains this Gemara in a very interesting way. He says that we know, and we'll discuss this later in our Shia more, that Yeravim was indeed a king of Klal Yisrael. He was actually king of Ten Shvatim. So why should he not be allowed to sit in the Azara if the halacha is that a melech is allowed to sit in the Azara? Explains the Rav that even though the halacha is that a king could sit in the Azara, it's only a melech beis Yehuda. And he wasn't a melech beis Yehuda. He was only a melech of Yisrael. Furthermore, says the Brisker Rav, and he's medayik in the words of the Gemaras, then not only is it usur, prohibited, for Melech, who's not from Beis David, to sit in the Azara, anyone who sees him sitting in the Azara has the obligation to kill him. The Katnalei, the Gemara says, as soon as they would see it, I'll get killed, because that's the halacha. And therefore, because Yeravim had this dilemma, Miyad, says the Gemara, Vivat HaMelech, the king consulted, Yeravim consulted, V'yashnei Eglezov, he made two agolim, V'yamalem, and he said to Klal Yisrael, Rav lechem Elosh Yerushalayim, you have no reason to go to Yerushalayim anymore, Hine Elohecha Yisrael, Ashalucha, Meret Mitzrayim, these are the gods that took us out of Mitzrayim, V'yosem Echad Bebeis El, V'es Echad Nosem Bedon, one in the south and one in the north. My V'yivotz, what does the Gemara mean, what does the Pasuk mean with Yivotz? Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Shoshiv Rosh Tzadik. He wanted to build a consensus, but he knew tzaddikim would never agree. So he came up with the following technique. He sat in a room, and he purposely seated a Russian next to the tzaddik. Amaluhu, and he said to them, Chesimulu akol davidnu. I want you to sign that you agree that whatever I do is acceptable. Amalahen, so everybody said, fine. Amla malka bein ilam heva. I want you to sign that I am king. Amalahen, they said, fine. I want you to sign, called Amina L'Chavidu. Whatever I tell you to do, you'll do. Amalayim, they say fine. Then, Afilu L'Mechlefet Chavim. Then he came in for the punchline. He said that if I tell you to worship Avodah Zarah, I want you to sign that you will. Amalay. So as I said, the room had Tzaddikim and Rishayim. So the Tzaddikim said Chas V'Shalom. Will sign to allow Avodah Zarah. Amalay Rosh L'Tzaddik. So he had it set up that the Rosh said to the Tzaddik, sitting next to him, Sal Kedatach, do you believe the Gavrik Yeravim Polach Levadis Kachavim, that somebody as great as Yeravim would ever worship Levadis Kachavim? What he's trying to do, and as the Mefarshim explained, the Mashal says, based on yesterday's Gemara, the end of the Shir, that Yeravim was the one that gave Musa to Shlomo Melech. So Yeravim was a tzaddik. So you think he would tell you to worship Levadis Zara? Elamis Nuhukdabai. All he really means is to test you. Ikabelis lememri. How loyal are you to him? He would never, chas v'sholem, suggest that we should worship Avodah Zarah. And says the Gemara, Va'af Achyoya Shaloini. So too Achyoya Shaloini made this mistake. Tav Achasim. So Farshim discussed many pshatim. How did Achyoya Shaloini, a tzaddik, a navi, come to make such an error that he signed that I'll do whatever Yerubim says even to worship Avodah Zarah? Some explained the Gemara as a continuation of the previous Gemara. They put off the same trick where they got him to say, it's not that he'll ever say it, he just wants to see how loyal you are to him. Another pshat that I saw is that what they said to Achyoy Shaloni, how loyal are you to Yerovim? If Yerovim would tell you to leave Israel, leave Eretz Yisrael, would you do it? And we know that Kol Ador Chutz Laretz is Kmi Shavir Avodah Zarah, Kmi She'en Lo Elokah. So he said, if he told me to leave, I would leave. That's what he thought he meant to sign that I'm Avir Avodah Zarah. Another pshat, again, along the same line, is that what they told him Avodah Zarah means, it doesn't mean Avodah Zarah. What they told him meant Avodah, that's Zarah. If he would tell you to do a job that's Zarah, that's really not befitting to you. Are you so loyal to him that you would do it anyway? He said, of course. But then when you took the paper, it said that he signed that I would do Avodah Zarah. And in fact, I saw a tshuva from the Satmar Rebbe in the Divrei Yoel, who says, you know, we're always, the Gemara is going to speak about it in a moment, told how to be careful about what we say. We have to be so careful about what we sign also. Because we sign something and we don't know, we have to be careful every word to read and be careful. Says the Gemara, because we know, how do we know that Achyoy Shloina made this error? The Yoy Tzadik Rabba Hava. Yehu was a great tzaddik. Shnem v'yoyim Hashem al Yehu. Yan asher tevois alasus hayoshe v'enai. You did the right thing. Kol asher belvovi asisa lebeis achov. B'nei riveim yesh lecha al klosi Yisrael. You will have many generations of descendants being melech. V'ksiv. But on the other hand, as the Gemara, the Pasuk says, v'yei lo shom alech b'tarif Hashem al kai Yisrael b'chol levovi. He didn't do what's correct. So here we call him a great person. And here we say, the Pasuk says that he followed Yerovim. My Gomerle. How did he come to make such an error? Amra Baya. Risk crucialist for sign. He may, whatever you say, you have to be careful. And Yehu, in trying to get the people who worship the Baal to follow him, made a very interesting statement. He didn't mean it, but he said, Achav Ovad HaBaal Ma'at, Achav, as we learned and will learn, was a big Ovad Avodah Zarah. He said, you think Achav worshipped the Baal? Yehu, I'm going to worship Yavdeno Harbe. And it was a terrible thing to say. And because he said it, he suffered. Rav Amma, Rav said that wasn't what he did, went after. Chos Mishal Achyah Shalaynu Ra, as we explained a moment ago, Achyah Shaloni, for whatever reason, signed a document that he agrees to follow Yerovam, even if he says to worship Avodah Zarah, v'tah, and that caused him to make this mistake. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, v'shach tushitim hamiku v'ani mois l'kulam. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, heim hamiku mishali. They went worse in their worship of the Avodah Zarah then my requirements, how I should be worshipped. And explains the Gemara. Ani Amarti, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Kosh Ein Oil Regel, someone who's not Oil Regel when he's supposed to, Oiver Basay, is Oiver Mitzvah Sasei. For Hey Mamru, on the other hand, Yerovam and his people said, the Kol Oil Regel, if anybody will be caught being Oil Regel, Yedokka Bechera will be killed. V'hi Be'esehi, says the Pasuk. V'yerovam Yotz Mishlaim, V'yimtza Oysa Achyoya Shloini Hanovi. And it's important, the Gemara never says it explicitly, so I'll say it, that the Nevuah, that Achyoy Shaloni, for those of us that aren't that familiar with Navi, like me, the Nevuah that was said to him was, take this cloth, take this baget, and rip it up into 12 pieces. And it represents that Klal Yisrael will be split into two groups, Yehud and Binyamin, will be one group, and the rest of Klal Yisrael will be another group. And that was the Nevuah that was said to him about Yerovam becoming the Melech Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Tana, Mishim Rabbi Yossi, Eis Him Zumenis L'Puranis. As Mepharshim saying, it will become clear now, Gemara, There are times and places that are good, and there are times and places that are bad. This was a time that Klal Yisrael was going to suffer. As the Pasuk says, Be'es k'vikudosim yavedu, Tanur Yishim Rav Yoisi, Eis muzumenes l'pronis. There are times that are bad, difficult times. On the other hand, there's a Pasuk in Yishayo, Be'es rotzen inisicha, Tanur Yishim Rav Yoisi, Eis muzumenes l'toiva. There are good times. U'b'yayim pakti, u'f'karate aleim chatosim, the Pasuk says that because of the Aveira of the Eagle, whenever we're going to suffer, that will be taken into consideration. Tanur Yishim Rav Yoisi, Eisi muzumenes l'pronis. This is the story with Yehuda and Tamar. Tanur Yishim Rav Yoisi, Eis hi muzumenes l'pronis. It was a time that was destined for tzaris. So sort of Mefarshim explain why. Mefarshim explain, interesting pshat, Masha says this, that originally the Pasuk says that Yehuda married a woman, Bas Ish Hadulami. And that woman was really not a woman for Yehuda to marry. She wasn't up to his stature. He was supposed to marry, really, Tamar. That was his zivik. He married that woman, and we know what happened, that he had children and they died because it was a pronis. V'yelech Rechavim Shechem, says the Gemara, Kishchem ba l'ham k'yisoy l'cham l'chayisoy. Again, along the same line. Tanur Yishim Rav Yoisi, Makom Zumanos L'Pronis. Shechem is a place where Klal Yisrael has suffered, as we in our history. Shechem, as we know, Inos Dina, the story of Dina and Shechem happened obviously in Shechem. B'Shechem, Makru Echavis Yosef. Shechem is where Yosef was sold. And B'Shechem, as we are now learning, Nechel Kamacha Be'Stavit, this is where Klal Yisrael was split. V'Yoravim Yotzim Yerushalayim, When you were a citizen in a city, you were a member of the community. Yeravam tore up his membership in Yerushalayim. He said, I no longer am a member of Yerushalayim. They were alone in the field. What does it mean, b'silma chadosha? Amar Rav Nachman, k'silma chadosha. Mas silma chadosha. A new garment is very beautiful. After Rosh Yeravim Lohay B'Shem Daifi. So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is a simple pshat. That when Yeravim set up Sak Halacha, it was clear. It was excellent. Just like a nice new garment, new suit is. Another pshat is the Gemara says that the beged, that the garment of a Talmud Chacham is not allowed to have a revav. It's not allowed to have any stain on it. So the Gemara is saying is just like the garment of a Talmud Chacham is beautiful, so too was the Torah of Yeravim beautiful. There were no stains. Davacha, Silma Chadosha, Shechitshu Dvarim Shama Oizim Ma'olam. They said Chidushim that were never said before. So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that they said new Chidushim. The new Chidush is that there's going to be a new kingdom. The Klal Yisrael will be divided into two groups. Another pshat, As we'll see, Yeravim was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. And they said, Gevaldige Chidushei Torah. And I have to say, I saw Aruch Haner. If I didn't say it, I wouldn't say it over myself. We know that the Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was in Har Sinai for 40 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to him, Kol Mash Talmud Vosik Osuk L'Chadish. Any Chidushei Torah that will ever be said in the history of Klal Yisrael, were told to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. Says the Aruch Haner, the Chidushim that Yeravim said were such great Chidushim, they weren't even said to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. Mai v'shneim levadim besada. What does it mean that they were alone in the field? Amar Yehuda Marav, shekol tamidei chachamim doim lefneim k'isvei esada. All the tamidei chachamim were compared to them like grass. That's what I'm afraid to say, number pshatim. One pshat is that if you have trees and you have grass, so obviously the grass is not noticeable amongst the trees. Yeravim was like a tree, and the rest of the Talmidei Chachamim were just like grass. Another pshat is that the grass, you could see every blade, a blade that grows up higher than all the other blades is noticeable. Achav, Yeravim was more noticeable than anybody else. Vikadamri, Shekol Tamei Torah Megulalam Kesada. So the Gra says, what does it mean? Grass, we know, sprouts from the ground. Someach. So too, as the Gemara just said, Yeravim had in him the ability to be mechadesh chidushei Torah. L'chein titni shluchim al marash gas. Biti achsev la'achsev ma'ach Yisrael. Amar Rav Chanina, by Papa. Yotza baskev amalhem. Misha arakas aplishti. David, who was the one that killed Goliath. V'haris eschem gas. And then he took over the city of Gas. Titnu shloichem lebonev. You will now chase away his descendants. La'achsev Malchi Yisrael. It's a terrible frustration. It's a terrible treason against Klal Yisrael. So the Mefarshim asked, we just quoted a moment ago that Achya Shaloni came to Yeravim with a nevuah that this was supposed to happen. So why does the Pasuk have a claim against Klal Yisrael for accepting Yeravim as king? So I saw two answers. One answer, as the Pasuk is teaching us, Achya Shaloni told this nevuah to Yeravim. They were there alone. Nobody else from Klal Yisrael knew about the nevuah. So when they accepted Yeravim to be king, it wasn't because they were accepting what Achya Shaloni's message was. They were doing it because they just felt it should be done. Another pshat, similar pshat, is if indeed their intent in accepting Yeravim as melech was because that was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, then we can't have a claim against them. That wasn't, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the truth. That wasn't their intent. Their intent was that they were just looking to rebel against Malchus based David. Continues the Gemara. Amar Chanina Papa. Kol Hanena Ma'alim Hazeh B'Lo Bracha. If somebody has Hanor from this world without a bracha, Kilu Goyz LaKadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael. It's as if he steals from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Goyz L'Ovev V'Imoy V'Oyme Ein Pesheya Chove Hu La'ash Mashchus. Vein Ovev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shenemar Lu Avicha Kanecha Vein Imoy Knesset Yisrael Shenemar B'Shema B'ni Musar Avicha V'Altitash Teres Yimecha. So many Peshatim have said why somebody who doesn't make a bracha is considered that he's stealing from Klal Yisrael. Pashup Shat, as the Mefarshim say, the Pasuk says, L'Shem Ha'aretz Meloya, everything belongs to God. How does something become ours? By us making a bracha. But if we don't make a bracha, then it never becomes ours. That's why we're considered Gazlonim, if we don't make a bracha. Another Pshat that I saw, is that the Pasuk says, U'beitzeya Beirach Ni'etz Hashem. That if somebody steals, we learned the Gemara previously, and he then makes a bracha on what he stole, it's not a bracha, it's a curse. So here too, how could you be considering this something that's yours that you could eat if you stole it? Another pshat that I saw is that we know that Shulchanoi Shel Adam Doimel Mizbeach. Everybody's table, every person's table is like a Mizbeach. But if the person, just like the halach is, that you can't bring on a Mizbeach a stolen item, you can't put on your table to eat something that's stolen. And if you didn't make a bracha, it's stolen. Furthermore, the Mefarshim say that when we make a bracha, as much as we could understand this, it causes a shefa, it causes an abundance to come down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the halacha is that somebody who doesn't make a bracha is stealing Klal Yisrael of that shefa. So I saw a very interesting machloikis, and it's very connected to this Gemara. We know the rule is in Hilchas Brachas, the Safach Brachas Lahakal. If somebody has a question, if he has to make a bracha or not, we always go Lahakal. So the Machloikis, the Rambam, and Tosfos, what does that mean? The Rambam, and that's the way the Halach is, says that whenever you have a Safach, let's say you're eating something, you forgot if you made a bracha, Safach Brachas Lahakal, you don't have to make it over. Tosfos disagrees. He only says, that's in a case by, this is the way Rabbi Kivega explains Tosfos the Rebbe's opinion. Only by Birchas HaMitzvahs. If you're doing a mitzvah, let's say you lit Hanukkah candles, and you forgot, did I make a bracha, didn't I make a bracha, Safek Brachas Lahakal. By Birchas HaNenen, according to the opinion of Tosfos, according to the opinion of Re, and it's based on our Gemara, explained Rabbi Kivega, making a bracha is so crucial. If you don't make a bracha, you're a gazlin. And that's why Tosfos says, if you're eating, and then you remember, didn't make a bracha? You have to make the bracha over. Again, l'halacha ma'isa, we don't pass them like the Re. We pass them like the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch pass them like the Rambam in numerous places. However, it's not completely that we don't pass them like the Re. I saw that the Pesukim do say, because we do take the Re into consideration in a number of areas. I'll give three examples. One is, let's say, the example that I just gave. You're eating something, and you don't remember if you made a bracha or not. So the halacha is that the right thing to do is take, even though let's say you finished eating, to take a little more of what you're eating and weigh the shear and make a bracha, even though normally it would probably be a question of a bracha shen tzricha, but because of the importance of bracha, make another bracha. Another place where it would be relevant is, let's say you ate something, the Mishnah Berurah says this, let's say you ate something that you didn't eat enough of the shear. So you don't make a bracha achrayna. Bracha rishani you always have to make. Bracha achrayna you have to eat a certain amount to make a bracha achrayna. The halacha is that a person should try to eat as much as the shear requires in order they should be able to make a bracha achrayna, because that's how important brachas are. And similarly, there are places that you could eat without making a bracha. If it's a place that's a makom tanifus, it's not a clean place. The halacha is one should avoid eating. So you could say, I'm larit, I don't have to make a bracha. That's the halacha. No. The right thing is not to eat at such a place if it's going to turn that you're going to eat without a bracha. Continues the Gemara. Chava hu li rovim ben novet, sheshka shi Yisrael avin shi b'shamayim. V'yidach yu rovim es Yisrael me'achar Hashem, v'chtim chata g'doyla. Says the Gemara, how do we look at this? Omer of Chanan, kishtei maklus amatiza zu azu. It's like two sticks that hit each other. So I saw two pshatim essentially in this. One pshat is that it's like two sticks that are divided. And Yeravam was involved in dividing Klal Yisrael into two separate entities. But the Gros has another pshat. He says sometimes if you have a stick on the floor and you throw one stick at that stick, you create a domino effect. The first stick moves the second stick and the second stick may move something further. So to what Yeravam did. Once they accepted Yeravam as the king, it began a domino effect of the downfall of Klal Yisrael's observance of the mitzvahs. The deeds of Amr Debei Rav Yana, it's a pasuk in the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after Chet HaEgel, Amr Debei Rav Yana, Amr Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, Rabbeinu Shalom, V'shvil Kesef Azov Shishpat Lom Yisrael, because you gave them such an abundance of silver and gold, Ad Shiyoyim Udai, until they said it's enough, Gorom Lam Lassus Ela Hezov, that was what caused them to make a eagle. Marshal, as we say, Marshal, ain't every dairus for noy matat kupishal kevin. A lion doesn't roar when he's hungry, when he's only eating straw. El matat kupishal basal, when he's satiated, that's when you have to watch. Omer of Aisha, at Yeravam, ha Yisrael yonkim mi eagle. Echad, they only were suffering because of the veir of one eagle. So Mashal explains, normally the calf nurses from the mother. Here, Klal Yisrael reversed the order. They were nursing from the calf. That is what worshipping Avodah Zarah represents. Mikan ve'elech, but now that Achav, as we learned at the beginning of this year, added two agolim, one in the north and the south, Mishnayim v'shlosh agolim was suffering for three agolim that Klal Yisrael worshipped. Amar Rav Yitzchak, and in fact says Rav Yitzchak, Ein lecha kapronis v'pronis shabal Yisrael, every time Klal Yisrael is punished, shein ba'echad ve'esrim ve'abba ba'hechar litra shaleg l'arishin. Whenever Klal Yisrael was punished, since we weren't completely punished when we made the first eagle, a little is pushed in from that aveira. What's the hechra? So Rishonim explain that when their scales worked, that you had the two sides of the scale. So the halach is, you shouldn't have it exactly even. You should put in a little more food. If let's say I'm buying food and you're measuring it, you know, the old-fashioned scale where they put weights on the other side, it shouldn't be perfectly equal. You should put a little extra food. A drop. How much is a drop? A 24th. That is the amount that every time Klal Yisrael suffer, first explain this means Tisha B'Av, that Tisha B'Av was the day that Klal Yisrael did the Chet HaEgel. And similarly, in future generations, Klal Yisrael suffered on Tisha B'Av, the Bat Migdash were destroyed on Tisha B'Av, all as a remainder of the Chet HaEgel. So Mefarshim explain why should future generations suffer for what happened in the earlier generation with the Chet HaEgel. So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that even though future generations should not suffer for what was done by their forefathers, that's only kish'ein oichse machzav aseyim, when they don't follow that bad way. But here, if they're following their forebearers' averus, then they deserve to suffer for those averus. Another pshat that the Mefarshim explain is that the averu we find, and we discuss this, the circumstances that we find that happened by the Churban Habayis were very similar to the circumstances by the Chet Egel. As we learned by the Churban Habayis, Zechariah, who was a kohen and Navi and gave the Musa, we learned was killed. And that's happened by the Egel. They killed Chur, and the reason Aaron participated in building and creating the Egel because he was concerned that he would get killed. Given that the circumstances were so very similar, that's why they got punished for the Chet Egel. Again, says the Gemara, Amar Yitzchak Emlecha Kaproni, the Proni Shabal Yisrael, Shem by Echav Esam Ve'Ava Bechet Litrish Egel Arishin. Shnemar Ubiyoim Pakti Pekadati Olayim Chatosim. Whenever they sin, they will get punished for that original Aveira too. Amar Chanina, however, says Amar Chanina, La'echad Asam Ve'Ava Doris, after 24 generations, Nigva Pasuk Zeh, they already paid up. Shnemar V'yikmer B'Ozne Kol God Lehem Karvip Kudas Eir Bish Kli Meshchas V'Yodah. Says the Gemara, Achad Ovazeh, after Yeravim got this message that he will split Klal Yisrael, Vashav Yeravim Medarka Hara. And Farshim explained, it should have caused him to say, if God is agreeing that he should be king, so let him do what Hashem wants. He didn't. My Acher, what does that mean? Amar of Abba, Ach Shetosu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeravim Bebigdoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is an incredible Gemara, grabbed Yeravim. Vamal HaChazobach, do tshuva. Vani Vato Ben Yishai, Natal b'Gan Eden. We're going to go walking together in Gan Eden. First, you say, what does Bibigdoi mean? Bibigdoi means Loshem Begida, that he rebelled against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu grabbed his Begad. Another pshat that I saw is connected to what we saw before, that Yeravim was compared to Salma. He was such a tremendous Talmud Chacham. So Kodesh Baruch Hu was saying to Yeravim, you're such a wonderful Talmud Chacham. Why don't you do tshuva, and we'll be together, you, David, and I. I'm a Biri Barosh. So Yeravim asked Kadosh Baruch Hu, who was going to be at the head of the line? Ben Yishai Barosh. So Kadosh Baruch Hu answered, Ben Yishai is going to be at the head of the line. Said Yeravim Yehach Lai Be'ina. So this is a very, very hard Gemara to understand. I wish I had more time, but I'll say a few pshatim. One pshat, the Divrei Shaul, Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natanson, Lamberg Rav, says pshat, why was he asking a question? Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, Ani V'Ata Ben Yishai. So the Divrei Shaul explains that what happened here was that really Hashem said all three of the words at the same time, like Zoch v'Shama v'Diba Echad Nemru. We can't understand that even. We can't fathom that. But now he wanted to get clarity, so Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you can't be first. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that David HaMelech did the Avera Batsheva, but Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says that why did he do that Avera? Or we think it may be an Avera. In order L'Hoyrus Tshuva L'Rabim. To teach Klal Yisrael so that you could do tshuva. So Yeravim said, my tshuva is greater than the tshuva of David. Because David did an aveiru, but I was worse. I was a chaito machtes rabbin. And therefore, if I do tshuva, my tshuva should be first. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm accepting your tshuva, but that doesn't mean that somebody who's a chaito machtes rabbin, anyone else I would accept. And therefore, you can't go before David. Another pshat that I saw, is that we learned earlier in the Perek that Mamakum Shabbat Tshuva Oindem Ain Tzadik Gemurim Yechayim Lamed. And therefore, Yeravim thought that he had a legitimate claim, that he's a bigger Baal Tshuva than David because he's a bigger Baal Aveira. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says David goes first. Two explanations why. One is because David was Ben Yishai. That's what the Gemara calls him, Ben Yishai. And we know Yishai was one of the four people that Meis Be'etche Shal Nachash. He died only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed that everyone has to pass away. And therefore, David has this advantage over everyone else, and therefore he will have to go first. Another pshat, and I actually worked with this pshat when we learned that Gemara of a Makan Shabbat Tshuva Oimdim, the pshat of the Aruch Lener. The Aruch Lener says that even though the Makan Shabbat Tshuva Oimdim ain't Tzadikim Gemara Michayim Lamed, that's only by someone who did Tshuva Mahava. Somebody does tshuva meyira, that rule doesn't apply. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally said that you will go before Ben Yishai. But then when Yeravim asked, Mi Baraish, so it's obvious that he's not doing tshuva mahava. He's only doing tshuva for COVID. So you're not in the category of a Makom Shebaal Tshuva Oindem, Ein Tzadikim Gemurim Yechayim Lamed, and therefore you can't be first. Last pshat that I'll say, the famous pshat from Chaim Shmulevitz. Chaim Shmulevitz said, Again, our question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very clear. He said, Ani v'ato ben Yishai. So why was Yeruvim asking the question again? Because he was about Gaiva. He wanted to hear it another time. About Gaiva can't be first. Says the Gemara. Ravua have a rogel that have a kadosh b'shloshim melochim. Ravua will speak about the three kings that our Mishnah already said don't have a shear in Olam Haba. Cholish. So he got ill. Kibbal alay deloy dorish. So he said that he's not going to speak about them anymore. He was concerned that they were taking revenge about him. Kimdis, but once he got better, Hadakadarish, he started speaking again. So Farshim asked, if he took a nether that he's not going to speak, how does he do it? So some explain he never took a nether. He just said it, but he never said it as a nether. Similar pshat is when he said it, he meant he said a condition, it's only until I get better. Another pshat is that he said a bli nether. And this the Chidor says is a fact, one of the proof that whenever you say something, you should say bli nether. And the fourth pshat that I saw is that even though he took such a nether, he realized that the lessons that Klal Yisrael could learn of not following their ways are more important than the nether, and therefore he violated the nether. So they told him, Amr loy kibilsa lak deloy darshta, but didn't you accept upon yourself that you won't speak disparagingly about them? Honor mi hadru b'hu. Did they do tshuva? He said, "No, Hadribay, that I should not." Says the Gemara, "V'ashi ukav shloshim machem." Rashi was learning like we're learning, Perek Chelik, and they got up to the sugya of the three malachim. Amr, so he told the Talmidim, "The machem nifta b'chavrin." Tomorrow, when I say shir, we're going to start where we left off about these Talmidim. Also, Menashe is chazale b'chama. Menashe came to him in a dream. Amr chavr b'chavr devuch karislan. You're calling me your friend? He says, Mehecha Bois Lemishri Hamaitse. When one, we do this on Friday night, Shabbos morning, when we cut the challah, when we cut a whole bread, normally we don't cut a whole bread, only on Shabbos. When we cut a whole bread, where are you supposed to start slicing? Amr lo yudana, I don't know. He says he didn't know. So Farshim explained, the halacha is that you're supposed to cut it from the best place. The question is, what is the best place? So Farshim try to understand what is the connection, the Mashah, another Mephoshim, what is the connection between this Gemara, between cutting bread and the story of Menashe? So Mashah says that bread actually is the lesson of tshuva. Because originally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed Adam HaRishon, B'zeyas Apecha Toicha Lechem, that it's very hard to get bread. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu then gives us the opportunity to get bread. So therefore, Menashe was saying to Rav Ashi, before you call me a Baal Aveira, you need to think, am I truly a Baal Aveira? That's the Mashah's Pshat. Rav Yosef Shaul Natanzon explains that, again, I'm not a baker, but he says when it comes to baking, you have to be very careful because your bread can easily get burnt. So he says, don't be so quick to judge me that I didn't act properly. You don't know what kind, and as the Gemara is going to explain in a moment, you don't know what kind of nisyonis, you don't know what kind of challenges I had that I should get burnt, so to speak, like it's easy to burn a baked bread. Amalei. So Menashe said to him, Mehech the boss, l'mishra ha-moitzi, l'gemart. You don't know from where you're supposed to cut the bread. V'chavruch kurslan, and you call me just a friend? Amalei, admirably, so he asked him, teach me, l'machach, dar shinalach v'shimcha v'pirka. And tomorrow when I come to shir, I'll say in your name that this is what the halach is. Amalei, mehecha de karm b'shula. You're supposed to cut it from where it bakes. The machloikis in the paiskim, what does this mean? In the rishonim, doesn't mean from where it gets baked first, or is it mean from the place that's best baked with the best crust? We pass on like the second opinion. Amalei, so Rav Ashi said to him, ma'achem de chakim is kula hai. If you're such a big Talmud Chacham, my Talmud Kapuchsel Avedis Chacham, why did you worship Avedis Zara? Amalei, so Menashe responded to him, E havas hosim, had you been there, havas nekitna b'shipuli glima, you would pick up your garment for a hittis basrei, and you would run after the Avedis Zara. So Mepharshim explained why, that we learned earlier in the Masechta, that Chazal were mispalo, that the Yetzahar of Avedis Zara should be taken away from us. So Menashe said, you live in a time where we no longer have a Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. So you can't understand a world where there was such a Yetzirah. Had you lived in such a world, you wouldn't necessarily have stood up to the challenge. Amar, Lul Rabbanim. So the next day indeed, when he began the shir, He no longer said niftach b'chavrin. He said niftach b'rabosa. We're going to speak about the Rabbanim. Says the Gemara, Achav, again, was mentioned in the Mishnah as one of the people that don't have a shir loyalim haba. Ach l'shamayim, av l'avodz k'chavim. Ach l'shamayim, t'ksiv, ach l'tzara yulad, av l'avodz k'chavim, t'ksiv, k'rachim av abonim. So the number of pshat, and what does it mean? Simplest pshat is that when it came to Shemayim, he only was like an ach, like a brother. But his relationship to avodz k'chavim was a deeper relationship. It was like to a parent. Another pshat is that he was ach l'shamayim, that when he was a tzaris, that's when he called the real God, Shemayim. But when he wasn't a tzaris, that's when he called avodz k'chavim. Another pshat, as the Gemara will soon teach us, was that he, even though he was a terrible rasha, he treated Talmidei Chachamim with respect. So ach, the Talmidei Chachamim, who were his brothers, he treated the Talmidei Chachamim l'shamayim. But that doesn't change his personal belief in avodz k'chavim. The smallest of errors Achav did, were nothing compared to Yeravim. Means Achav was a much bigger Rasha. So it says the Gemara, if so, if Achav was a bigger Rasha, what does the Torah connect him that it came from Yeravim? And it says the Gemara, he was the one that began this worshipping of the Zarba Klai Yisrael. Gam is bechaysim kegalim al talmei asada. Amr Rabbi Yochanan ein lecha kol talam atalam by Etz Yisrael. There wasn't a furrow in Etz Yisrael. Shaloi hemer alav achav avodz k'chavim mishtachav alai. He filled all of Etz Yisrael with avodah zara. Ask the Gemara. Menolan deloi osi la'alma da'osi. How do we know that indeed he doesn't get olam haba, as the Mishnah says? Diksiv v'chrati la'achav mashna bekir v'otzav v'ozav b'Yisrael. Otzav olam hazeh v'ozav l'olam haba. Who is a mashna bekir? I saw three pshatim. One pshat is mashna bekir means any bar das. Another pshat is mashna bekir means a male. Another pshat means even a dog. Anybody who had any connection with Achav has no oilam haba. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, name Zocha Omri la Malchus. Why was Omri, Achav's father, worthy of Malchus? And as the Mefarshim explained to Gemara, unfortunately, as we have been learning, there were many malachim, there were many kings who were Rishonim. So why does the Gemara ask specifically on Omri? Answer the Mefarshim, because not only did Omri get a Malchus, but his kingdom had lasted for many descendants. What special schus did he have that his kingdom should go that long? He had this Ahavis Etz Yisrael. Shenema, V'yikon es Ahar Shomrim, Mei Shomrim B'kikrim Kesef, V'yikon es Ahar, V'yikon Hashem Ahir Shabon Hashem Shomer, Adon Ahir Shomer. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, M'nei Ma'azocha, Achav L'Malchus. Why did Achav get Malchus? Nei shekibed as a Torah. He gave respect to the Torah. Shenipna v'chopeis oisyos. Shenema v'yishlach malachim al arachim melech Yisrael ira. V'yomel koyama ben Hadad. Kaspecha v'zov chaluihu. Hadad ben Aram is challenging Achav. He says, everything that you have, I want. Neshecha v'necha hatovli. Hatovim lihen. Kim ke'es mocher. Eshalachas avdi eilecha. V'chipsus beisecha, v'sbatei avadecha, v'hayu kol machmenei necha, anything that's a treasure, yisimu b'yodam, v'lochu. Yoyme l'malachi b'edod. Omel adonia melech, kol asher shalachta el avadecha, b'shoina esa. What you originally requested, I will do. However, v'adov azeh loy ucha lasos, my machmenei necha. So Gemara laughs at Torah. We see that he showed respect to the Sefer Torah. Ask the Gemara, dilma avaris g'chavim. Perhaps what he meant was they was not willing to give up his avodah zarah. Says the Gemara, "Lo yisakadata." So the zakenim certainly wouldn't be suggesting that he should hold on to the avodah zarah. Says the Gemara, "V'dilma sava davasa." Maybe it was the sava that told him to do avodah zarah. Milak sava yisha adava be'enei avshalom or be'enei kol zikra yisrael. Vam Rav Yosef Sava de Basam, so just means maybe the elders who were worshipping Avodah Zarah, to them the Avodah Zarah was significant. It says the Mar Hasam like Siv Kala Am. Hacha Ksiv, the Pasuk says Vakala Am. It says the Gemara, I Efsha, the Lahava Ben Tzadiki. Must have been some Tzadik amongst Klai Yisrael. And so it must have been Sefer Torah. So I saw two nice Pshatim. Pasuk says, "Be melachim yimloichu." Be melachim yimloichu. Man malchi rabbanim. Be is the gematria 12, and the word achav is also the gematria 12 to show that achav had respect for talmid chachamim. Also, this is a very complicated question. I'm just going to mention it briefly. Are you allowed to give a sefer Torah to someone who isn't observant? Or certainly give a sefer Torah to somebody who's not Jewish? Actually, the question comes up, the Ramah discusses the question, where, let's say, somebody who's not Jewish asks you to give him a mezuzah. So the halacha is, many Paiskim want to say, based on this Gemara, that even Achav the Rasha refused to give a sefer Torah to Hadad ben Aram. And therefore, the Paiskim are very concerned about giving a sefer Torah to such an individual. Certainly, you shouldn't volunteer. Question that I saw the Shaul of Chuvas Chelkas Yaakov discusses is when they came in such a request. He says, if we're sure that it's going to be treated with respect, and we should give it, but we should give a possible Sefer Torah. Continues the Gemara. V'ksiv v'sharti b'Yisrael shivas alofim kol abrikayim ashloi kor labal v'kol hapeh ashloi noshik noy. Omer Rav Nachman Akav shokol hayo. Akav was right in the middle. Shnema, as the pasuk says, "V'yom Hashem miyafatas Akav v'yal v'yepa baramas gilad." We learned the story where he wanted to go to war, and 400 Nevi'i Sheker told him that he'll prevail, and then Micha told him he won't. "V'yom zebekav zebekav maskel arava mandik siv bay." Regarding an individual, that the pasuk says, "Rach lohayu ka'achav ashismaka lasis haraba ena Hashem asher hisasoy izevel ishtoy." The Tanina, and the Brisa says, "B'chol yom ha'isha shekelos shikle zavol avodas kachavim." Every day she would weigh shkom tavodas zara according to his weight. V'ad amit shakel haya ella achav vatrim emana haya. He was generous. Umetoych shehen tamid chacham v'nasa because he supported tamid chachamim. Keep roloi machza. Half of his avarice were forgiven. So the Gemara continues regarding the question. When he wanted to know, should he go out to battle? V'yetzei ruach v'yamel f'nei Hashem, v'yomer ani aftena. V'yomer shel ma, v'yomer, etzei, I will go out. V'yetzei ruach shek v'fi kol nevi'ov. I will have all the nevi'im say false prophecy. V'yomer tefata v'kam tuchal, tsei v'asei kein. My ruach, whose spirit was this? Amar b'yochanan, ruach shen voice ha'Yisraeli. The voice Yisraeli was a person who had a field, that Achav wanted the field, so he came up with a whole theory, whole bilbo that he had rebelled against the king, and that's how he got his hands on the field. Might say, Amar Rabbina, say Michatzosi. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to this spirit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want him to remain there. Shekeng Siv, Doi Vishkorim, Loikon Lagagan Ainai. Amar Papa Hanidam Rinchi, the Panik Kine Machrev Beisei. On one hand, he's paid up. He took revenge, but when you take revenge, sometimes you go down with taking that revenge.